From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The battle for the Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah continues. Thousands of residents fleeing the fighting between the Houthi rebel defenders and pro-government forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The port is vital to both sides, for the rebels supplying the capital Sana'a, for the government to end the three-year conflict. The UAE Foreign Affairs Minister is Anwar Gargash.
Our estimate is anywhere between 2,000 to 3,000 fighters. Militia, not in uniform, majority work in small groups, snipers, with heavy, extensive use of anti-personnel and other mines. Many of these mines also are Iranian-made.
Gargash describing the strength of the Houthi defenders. As for the assaulting force,
we have coalition forces and we have also Yemeni forces of various brigades that are working there, and that we do have numerical superiority.
Dozens of civilians have reportedly been wounded in the fighting. Gargash said the port remains open for urgently needed supplies. The fighting is centered around the city's airport. Gargash said he hopes the UN envoy, Martin Griffiths, might be able to arrange a Houthi withdrawal from the port city. Niger's foreign minister said the International Sahel Military Force is achieving success despite a lack of funding.
La Force G5 est devenue déjà une réalité.
Kala Ankoraou promised funding of $480 million at a Brussels donor conference in February has not yet been deposited. But the force is fighting, he said, concretely on the ground against terrorists and jihadists. The so-called G5 Sahel Force fighting alongside French troops in the tri-border area of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso.